Yo, General Z Riley Hart here, back with another dose of self-care straight up. Because let's face it, adulting is basically a daily test you didn't sign up for. And yeah, scrolling through TikTok all day might seem like self-care, but real talk? It's kind of like putting a band-aid on a broken bone. Today we're diving into how actually taking care of yourself can boost your emotional intelligence, basically becoming the ultimate human being capable of feeling your feelings, understanding others' feelings, and navigating life with the grace of Zendaya in Euphoria. Ever felt like you're walking around with an emotional dictionary that's missing half the words? Or maybe you've accidentally sent that fiery text message when all you wanted to do was vent about a bad latte? But don't worry, fam, we're gonna crack this code together. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's the foundation for understanding yourself, your triggers, and how to react in a way that doesn't involve throwing your phone across the room. Think of it like leveling up your emotional game. You want to be able to read people like they're open books, right? First things first. You need to know what makes you tick. Pay attention to your body. When do you feel drained? When are you energized? What sets you off? When you understand your own emotional landscape, you can start to navigate the emotional minefield that is social interaction. Trust me, knowing when to put on your headphones and retreat for a solo dance party, or when to be the supportive friend who throws confetti in someone's face, is crucial. Next up, practice active listening. This isn't about nodding along while you scroll through Instagram. It's about truly hearing what people are saying, even if their words sound like they're speaking a different language. Like when your crush tries to explain their favorite meme. Ask questions, make eye contact, and resist the urge to jump in with your own story. Remember, sometimes people just need someone to hear them out. It's a superpower, not rocket science. And let's talk about empathy. The ability to understand and share the feelings of others. This is where things get really interesting because you can't fake it, fam. You actually gotta put yourself in their shoes, even if they're wearing Crocs and fuzzy socks. No judgment. Try to see things from their perspective, even if it seems totally different from your own. Speaking of perspectives, remember that everyone's emotional journey is unique. Some days you might feel like Beyoncé on stage, owning the world, while other days you might be channeling Taylor Swift's sad girl anthem vibe. That's perfectly okay. Emotions are fluid and ever-changing. What matters is how you handle them. Don't judge yourself for feeling what you feel. Just learn to navigate those feelings with grace and authenticity. All right, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Picture this. Your bestie's having a meltdown because their crush ghosted them. We've all been there, right? You could tell them to get over it, or make light of the situation, not cool, but you know they need someone who truly understands their pain. By practicing active listening and empathy, you can create a safe space for your friend to vent, cry, and process their emotions. You'll be there to offer support without judgment, reminding them that they're worthy of love and that this isn't the end of the world, even if it feels like it. So remember, Gen Z, self-care is more than just a hashtag. It's about building emotional intelligence, becoming the best version of yourselves, capable of feeling your feelings, understanding others, and navigating life with the confidence and grace of a true boss. Now go out there and level up your emotional game. Don't forget to DM me your favorite self-care rituals, tag this episode in your TikTok, or stitch it with your own thoughts. Let's create a wave of emotional awesomeness together. And hey, if you liked what you heard, hit that follow button, rate the podcast, and share it with your squad. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.